This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn at 7:44 now. Pennsylvania is entering its third full week of school shutdowns, and for many families, balancing restless kids with work obligations is getting harder and budgets are getting thinner. Keystone Crossroads, Avi Wolfman Arendt and Miles Bryan revisited people they met at the start of the closures to see how they are faring. Miles starts us off.
Hi. I look pretty silly, right?
When Lakia Johnson has to leave her house in Norristown, she wears a face mask and latex gloves. She tries to move fast. But after hitting Walmart a few days ago, Johnson allowed herself one extra stop, Dunkin' Donuts, for a coffee.
I'm tired. I haven't been sleeping well. I'm not good with being in the house all day. It's really bothering me.
We met Lakia Johnson on the first day of school closures. Back then, she was nervous about taking time off work to watch her kids, but overall she was upbeat. Lots of jokes about forced quality time, and the kids were stoked to stay in and play video games. By the end of the second full week, the novelty had worn off.
They're getting annoyed. They want to go places. We got in the car the other day and just went for a ride.
Johnson says lately every day is a balancing act between keeping her kids sane and safe. So her 10-year-old son gets to ride his bike in the morning.
But he's not allowed to go in stores. He's not allowed to be close to people. He's not allowed to touch people or anything. And when he comes in, I make him shower and wash his hands and wash his clothes.
This anxiety and boredom, it's all made more stressful by the fact that Johnson doesn't have money coming in. Before the coronavirus shutdown, Johnson had just been hired at a nearby call center.
They gave me some stuff to work from home, but said I have to do it in a quiet place, which is kind of impossible.
She hasn't been able to work a shift since, and paying bills has been tough. Maricela Guzman's finances are tight, too. The Pottstown mom has been working from home so she can watch her 10-year-old son and a couple other school-age relatives. At first, Guzman said it seemed like it was working, but then the nonprofit she works at cut her hours.
And we were told that our salaries would be cut by 20%.
Now Guzman is putting less into a fund she set up to pay for her DACA work permit. And she's putting off a trip she'd hoped to take with her 10-year-old son this summer to Disney World.
I had been putting this off for about 2 years now. And I was like, this is the year, you know, like I had finally settled on this is the year it's going to happen. And it's not going to happen.
Guzman and Lakia Johnson both say they're relying more and more on the free meals distributed by the school districts in their cities to keep their kids fed. That's true for a lot of Philadelphia families, too. City workers distributed over 200,000 meals to kids last week, roughly five times as many as were given out the week before. My colleague Avi Wolfman Arendt has this dispatch from Philly.
Around noon every day, gospel music fills the basement of the New Kingdom Baptist Church in Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood. It's the soundtrack to a well-rehearsed volunteer operation. One group cooks and packs to-go meals, another keeps lookout for approaching guests, and children ferry meals between the two.
Juice, water, and utensils.
When we first visited 2 weeks ago, this small congregation was trying to spread the word about its emergency free meal program. Now they have regulars.
That's two platters, too. You're getting two.
The church has gone from serving 12 meals on day one to about 100 each day. Here's Pastor Daniel Jackson.
I can only see it growing as time goes on because money's getting short, but we're here and we're going to serve.
Some of the regulars are struggling families. They tend to drive by and send a kid in for pickup. But Pastor Jackson says there's also been an influx of people experiencing homelessness, some of whom used to rely on soup kitchens that have shut down. Jesse Close is one of them.
If I'm eating, I'm fine, if you know what I mean.
Close hasn't picked up work in about a week, but he says he does everything.
I do construction, fire protection, sprinklers.
As he talks, a church volunteer notices spaghetti sauce dripping from the takeout containers in his plastic bag.
You can already spill your stuff, but...
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
The volunteers here are on the front lines, risking their own health to keep this modest service going. Again, Pastor Jackson.
We trust and believe God that if we take care of his people, he'll take care of us.
Each day, the meal lines here get a little longer. As the shutdown grows, so does the need. Avi Wolfman-Arendt,
Miles Bryan,
Keystone Crossroads.